we've all gotten used to ICD-10, guess what? ICD-11 is on its way. But before you feel the need to look up the codes for irritability or compulsive swearing, by the way, those are R45.4 and F42.8, respectively. Here are five fast facts that should set your mind at ease. ICD-11 MMS, which stands for Mortality and Morbidity Statistics, was developed by 300 specialists from 55 countries organized into 30 main working groups. The earliest date any country may start using ICD-11 is January 1, 2022, but the United States is likely to adopt it later as there's no deadline for implementation. And if history is any indicator, we'll make it out of the 2020s before we adopt it. Most countries that use ICD-10 began in the 1990s or early 2000s, long before the US did in 2015. ICD-11 incorporates several significant changes. For example, it's multilingual. There are also updates that make it easier to use with today's technology. One major focus of ICD-11 is to support better morbidity data collection. ICD-10 had 14,400 codes for injuries, diseases, and causes of death. ICD-11 has 55,000. ICD-11 might not be on the immediate horizon for U.S. health systems, but preparation is still critical. The World Health Organization has made a transition guide available and will link it for you in the show notes. Information for this segment was provided by Bill Wagner, Chief Operating and Security Officer of KiwiTech, LLC. Voices in Healthcare Finance is produced by the Healthcare Financial Management Association and written and hosted by me, Erica Grotto. Sound editing is by Linda Chandler. Brad Dennison is our Director of Content Strategy. Our President and CEO is Joe Pfeiffer. And on next week's episode, you can hear his interview with Ben Carter from Trinity Health. If all the revenue cycle talk in today's episode has you wanting more, sign up for our revenue cycle conference in New Orleans. You can do that at hfma.org/events. I'll be there, so please come say hi. In the meantime, if you'd like to get in touch with me or anyone else on the team, you can contact us at podcast@hfma.org.